Mandy, some principles for marriage. In the letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul shows us the fundament for everything. In chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "In whom," in Jesus Christ, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." In him, in Jesus. Not outside of Jesus, in him. When you're in a close relationship, friendship, a loving relationship. So when you're very close to Jesus, then you will experience redemption through his blood. And this is the fundament. We are sinners, even myself. So we are surrounded by sinners, sinners that make mistakes. And they have to be corrected, haven't they? Yeah. But how are they corrected? What about my words and my mood? Is it in an angry voice, always the same mistake? Or, well, I think it's better we handle it in this way. In the letter to the Epistle to the Romans, the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned. All. Even me. All have sinned. Including all. So we're all in the same boat. And because we all have sinned, we all need forgiveness. And we all are happy when we are forgiven. So therefore, how do you react when someone makes you angry? Because there's something which wasn't in order. We must learn to forgive, especially with family members, with your spouse. You're married to a sinner. And your spouse is married to a sinner too. We heard in a former lesson at a pen from Ellen G. White, inspired by God, most of the problems would disappear in 5 minutes if pride and selfishness were thrown away. Pride and selfishness. You throw them out, and in 5 minutes, all the problems are solved. Here we are at the root of anger. Anger comes out of pride, of selfishness. And the Lord wants us to be holy, to be like him. We should resemble him, not Satan, who was thrown out of heaven because of his pride. He had to be thrown out, that pride and selfishness is thrown out of heaven. And we will not come into there if pride and selfishness dwells within us because of this. Satan was cast out from heaven, especially because of this. Now what about you? What about me? Here we are on the bottom of everything. Here, pride and selfishness, the root of conflict.